Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're catching up with head coach of the Pleasantville baseball team, Sheldon Card, after qualifying for the state tournament. Coach, you knock off Des Moines Christian. Just tell us that initial reaction.
Yeah, you know, just I felt like if we could get to the seventh with that two-run lead, we might be okay. Braden Kennedy's a bulldog on the mound, and I just felt like if we could get to that point, Dylan Aldrich wasn't perfect, but as close to perfect in a game against a number two team in the state that you could be. So for that senior to overcome an injury a week before and even get himself back in the lineup and then get himself on the mound for 5 2/3 or 5 1/3 is great. But yeah, our guys wanted it. You could tell. I mean, they kept showing up earlier and earlier every day of the week, and you just see it sometimes when people are ready and they weren't nervous. So kudos to our guys.
And we're going to come back and talk about Dylan in a second, but I want to talk about your pitchers in general. You alluded to the way that they pitched here tonight.
Yeah.
Held number two in the state, scoreless, and that was after, you know, maybe some rougher games against Des Moines Christian this year where their offense was able to get to you guys a little bit. Being able to throw up that zero here to go to the state tournament, how much more special did that make it, seeing how your pitchers
were? Well, it's just unbelievable. I mean, there's times I think maybe we throw too many curveballs. We don't maybe honor as good as hitters as some of them are, but overall, that keeps them off balance. So no one knows what's coming ever, including me. I gave up calling pitches 2 years ago, and maybe I should have gave it up 24 years ago, but these guys aren't scared of any count. They're not scared of any batter, and they just get after it and have fun.
I mean, you talk about Dylan Aldrich coming off of that injury. Goes out there and gives you not quite a full six innings because of that pitch count rule, but just being able to overcome that injury and come back, what does that say about the athlete you've got there on the bump in Dylan Aldrich?
It's awesome. You saw it in his eyes today. Just when we walked out to the bullpen together, you just saw it. You didn't even have to talk to each other. We didn't hardly talk to each other. But in all honesty, they had a kid with an 11-pitch at-bat or 12-pitch at-bat and a guy with 9-pitch at-bat. Other than that, he probably easily got into the middle of the sixth. But like I said, kudos to him because those are college at-bats. But for him to throw 7 of the 11 as strikes to keep competing, you know, and he works fast. Our defense stays behind him because of that. And it just all goes together. But as a senior, you couldn't ask for a better outing.
And we got to talk about Braden Kennedy, too. I mean, talk about a difficult spot to come into there. You mentioned that 11-pitch at-bat that Dylan had. That was the one that does his night in. You send out Braden there with runners on first and second, one out, and all the momentum seeming to swing in Des Moines Christian's favor. He comes out, they get the bases loaded, and then he slams the door. What can you say about him in relief?
Yeah, he's just the kid that, like I said, he's a fighter. He's a go-getter. He wants the ball. He was probably mad that he wasn't the starter. You know, that's just how he kind of approaches this whole world, and you got to appreciate that. But I wasn't nervous to give him the ball, and I guarantee his teammates wasn't nervous to have him out there with the ball. And he kind of showed that, you know, sometimes age isn't even a factor. You know, as a freshman, he just competed like a senior. So very proud of all of them.
And you know, we talk about this game. It comes against the West Central Conference team, a team that you're very familiar with. We were talking about it off the air a little bit, even joking. You know, Van Meter, they're number four in the state this year in 2A. Des Moines Christian's number two. If somebody had told you before the season was over that you're going to be the only West Central Conference team remaining going into the state tournament, what would be your reaction to that?
Well, honestly, going into the season, I might have thought, but the way we played the first 3 weeks, then I wouldn't have believed you at all. But they kept competing and kept fighting, and you hate to have it happen in the sub-state game, two conference teams. It'd be great if we were both there supporting each other. But, yeah, for Van Meter and Des Moines Christian not to be making a trip is something, but, you know, for us to be making that trip, it's even more special. So kudos to the West Central Conference because they're going to send somebody to state every year probably. It's just a battle every night. There's some great teams. You have to be ready every night.
And we were talking about this every 8 years, the Trojans making their annual state tournament run here. But for you, this will be the last state tournament run for you as the baseball coach at Pleasantville, at least for now, right? You're going to go move over to coach the golf team. being able to cap off this run with Pleasantville baseball with a trip to the state tournament, getting to add another week to your time, what's that mean to you?
Yeah, it's special with my son on the team, and my dad's in the hospital right now fighting still, and I don't know if you could script it any better, you know, and it's not about me, but these guys just gave me a great, great night and something I'll never forget about. And, you know, we get to extend our, that's what we say. I say in the coach's box all the time, extend your at bat or extend the game, extend the inning. And now we're expanding my career. So I thank them for that, but it's a special night. Perfect.
I got to ask you one question, too, because I sense the chugging up there a little bit. You got the family aspect of it there that you alluded to with your son on the team. And how much more special does that make it that this is not just the way that you're capping off your time, but the fact that you get to cap it off with him getting to go to the state tournament, which is just a different atmosphere than any game that you can prepare your kid for.
Yeah, you know, as a sophomore – you know, where I grew up in Northern Iowa, and you're a sophomore, you're still a JV baseball player. My son gets to experience the state tournament, you know, playing and starting. And you can't script it any better. I think we hugged 3 times there, and that's probably more hugs than we've given each other in our career. So very special for everybody involved, including him.
Coach Card, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck up in Carroll. Not exactly sure who's going to be up there. Might be me, might be Clayton. We'll see how schedules play out, but appreciate the time. And, again, congratulations on the return trip to state.
Thank you. Appreciate all your guys' support.
Absolutely. That was Sheldon Card, head coach of the Pleasantville baseball team, following a 2-0 win over Des Moines Christian on Tuesday night to secure a spot in the state tournament.